about 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on ABC Central West with Alex James this morning. And on a Friday, we get a chance to catch up with one of our local vets. Dr. Georgia Ladmore is with us. Dr. Ladmore, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
So I was just saying to you off air, I didn't know this was a thing, but cats can get AIDS?
Yeah, so feline immunodeficiency virus.
Right.
Feline AIDS, it's a real thing. It's in Australia and it's quite common. So
is it?
Depending on where you are in the world and where you are even in Australia, some parts of Australia have about 5% of cats affected, so 1 in 20. Some parts of Australia might even have up to 1 in 5 cats affected. So that's a significant chunk of our cats that can be at risk of feline immunodeficiency virus.
Is AIDS, I mean, is it similar to, I mean, I know you're not a doctor, but it's similar to the human condition? Because, I mean, we call it AIDS, right? So is it the same? This is very similar?
Yeah, so it's a very similar type of virus. It's in the same virus family. It is not infectious to humans.
Right.
So I think that's really important to know. But in a very similar way to human AIDS, it's spread by biting and fighting. So when cats are brawling in the streets and tossing over each other and getting abscesses, fighting, biting, wounds, all of those things are events that can potentially be an FIV transfer event.
Okay. So, I mean, have you seen it here in the Central West?
Yeah, for sure. We certainly diagnose cats on a regular basis with FIV. And often we find that virus in routine screening. So if they're sick for other reasons, it might come up as part of their blood tests. Or if we're trying to start vaccinations or testing after cat fights, we might find that these cats can be FIV positive.
Is it the kind of thing where it seems like feral cats are the ones that spread it more?
So feral cats or cats that are fighting, so they might be much loved cats but have a bit of a street fighting tendency. Those cats can certainly be at risk of being infected and then transferring FIV.
Okay. Is there a prevention? Is there any preventative measures or I don't know, vaccines or something for it?
So there is a vaccination available, a FIV vaccination. It's not a perfect vaccine. If cats have had the vaccine, they're much less likely to get infected with FIV, but it's not a proven cure and a proven preventative that no cats with vaccines will get FIV. Prevention is best with lifestyle modifications. So it's another one of the reasons why cats are better kept indoors or in cat enclosure areas rather than free roaming and free brawling in the streets.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we've spoken about that a fair bit on the show about there's lots of different reasons people recommend that. So you mentioned that the vaccine isn't a cure. So what happens when the cats get it? I mean, do they just have to live with it for the rest of their lives, or is there the treatment?
Unfortunately, if cats are infected, they need to live with that for the rest of their lives. It's not a death sentence. So cats with FIV don't spontaneously combust. They don't succumb necessarily within weeks or months. But they are more at risk of getting other infections and finding other infections more difficult to clear. So cats that are outside and then getting cat fight wounds, they might have a harder time healing those wounds. FIV does make it slightly more likely that cats can get other forms of illnesses as well. So especially some types of cancers are more common in cats with FIV. So a good reason to try and prevent it rather than dealing with it once you've got it.
Yeah. So if your cat does have FIV, then do you... I'm thinking human ways, but I mean, you would probably suppose you don't give your cats vitamins, but is there like extra different foods they have to have or something to try to boost their immunity or?
So we usually try to avoid raw foods because those cats are less able to deal with even normal foodborne pathogens. So things like salmonella that you might find in chicken that's been in the fridge for too long. We don't have a cure for FIV at the present. Perhaps over my lifespan or my career span there might be, but at the present there's no known cure or proven cure. So it's more about modifying where they're up to. It would be sensible to be feeding cats with FIV a cooked diet or a commercial diet rather than raw foods and trying to minimise their contact with other cats or unknown cats. So boarding situations become tricky.
Yeah, as they would. So, and again, as you say, it's usually when they've had, you know, a fight, but are there any, I guess, signs the way you can say, oh, I think my cat might have this? Do they act in a different way? Or, I mean, you mentioned it's usually picked up during other testing, right?
So cats with FIV, they can show signs of FIV, like vomiting or diarrhea or chronic conjunctivitis. But often it's that these cats are coming in frequently with mild but frequent illnesses rather than a huge catastrophic event. Cats with FIV are more likely to get lymphoma, and if your cat was diagnosed with lymphoma, which is a type of cancer, it's likely your vet will want to test for FIV and another virus called feline leukemia virus, because those things can change the treatment options that are available.
As you say, prevention seems to be the best cure, as it usually is with these things.
For sure. Right? And my preference would have to be cat management rather than just relying on vaccines and street fighting.
Yeah, right. Dr. Ladmore, thank you for joining us.
No worries at all.
That's Dr. Georgia Ladmore there from the Orange Vet Hospital. You're listening in to ABC Central West this morning.